This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Calling the cops, Leroy.
Wee, wee, wee.
Wee, wee. Can you believe there's no ice cube in the system? No,
really?
Ice. No ice cube. Mm. You know, I wanted to play. Today was a good day. You know?
The clean version.
Something, you know? Didn't even have to use my bleep, bleep. Today was a good day.
Yeah.
But didn't have an opportunity to, so I played Mrs. Officer to call the cops on whoever is responsible for not having any ice cube in the system. But the whole...
It's amazing that some of the most brutal or cringeworthy rappers back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? Are now actors and stars.
Was Ice Cube so cringe?
I mean, wasn't N.W.A.?
Yeah. I mean, look, hey, I wasn't. All I know is the history of N.W.A. and like.
Oh, you know what the name means, right?
Yeah. But was that considered cringe?
What about Ice Cube? I mean, not Ice Cube. He does the cop show now.
Oh, Ice-T.
Ice-T. Ice-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, he's never really a good rapper, if I'm being honest.
I mean, like, just the harshness of his rap.
Yeah.
Like, whether he was a good rapper or not. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, you would never think that, okay, 20 years from now, this dude is going to be on one of the longest standing
he's a policeman.
Cop shows. Right.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And speaking of...
I think one of the... Look at what? Not even 50 Cent. He wasn't as cringeworthy as them.
Nah. Yeah, he talked about, you know, murder, violence, and all that stuff, but it just was so cool.
Right.
But yeah, I thought people... Listen, I always thought that kind of West Coast style of hip-hop was whack. But I just respected it as that's what was popular at the time. That's what they did. Because I also think... When I was walking down the street with my friend and I said, let's go to the bar. Like, I thought that's whack as well. But I respect that that's the time. That's what they were doing. So therefore, when I hear that, I have given the respect. I didn't know other people thought that stuff was whack too.
I think I would say gangster rap went commercial quicker than the East Coast stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why people in my age group were drawn to that more,
yeah,
right?
That's
but
true.
Then when Diddy came in with all the sampling,
yeah.
Then the East Coast kind of blew up, but it was too different. Like, if you like, you know, rap music or whatever, you could get whatever kind of rap music you wanted. I just looked at it as that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
I didn't look at it as I got to prefer one over the other. I'm like, when do you ever have to choose one type of music over the other? What's going to happen if you decide to delve into some other music?
You know, they're always trying to pit us against each other, Leroy. They're always trying to pit us against each other. It is a January 2nd. We're going to take the day today to see if we know any of these celebrities and wish them a happy, happy birthday. Let's start with this one. A name I know you don't know, Leroy. What about Colby Brock? YouTube star, 29 years old. Know this guy?
Well,
Sam and Colby?
Nope.
Okay.
Is he an intangible?
He is indeed an intangible. Most known.
Do we know any black Colbys?
Colby Covington? It sounds like he's white. Covington.
Colby is...
Yeah, okay. Colby...
Not Kobe. Colby.
Colby, yeah. Colby,
yes.
That's hard. If I search black Colby, will that flag me in the system? I searched Black Colby and it showed me clothes more than it showed me people.
Right.
That is
interesting. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's got to be someone. Colby White? Did I make that name up? Colby. Colby White. Kobe.
Colby? Oh, Colby White. He's a basketball player.
Yeah, but what, is it a B? It's, I guess it's Kobe, but it's C-O-B-Y.
No, Colby.
Yeah, C-O-L-B-Y. I know. I thought he was Colby this whole time. No, I think you're right on this one.
Huh?
I think you're right on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colby's pretty good. That's like a, yeah, that one's as intangible as it gets. This one, and his job is as intangible as it gets. He's a ghost hunter.
Ooh, Colby Young.
Colby Young.
Former Canes receiver, now a Georgia receiver.
Colby Young. Oh, look at that. Oh, see.
B-I-E, though.
B-I-E.
B-I-E.
Hey, listen, that makes a difference. Okay. Oh, no. Georgia, ooh. Colby Young arrested on what? Serious charges? Ooh.
Never mind. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Hey,
by the way, RBA Richie.
Yeah.
The only Colby I want is the cheese on my broccoli. Ooh. The fact that you eat broccoli with cheese,
Colby cheese
is all we need to know about you.
Colby.
Can you just eat the broccoli?
Hmm. Yeah, I like me some broccoli and a little bit of lemon.
And hey, Dr. Tobin came up with all of the intangible COLs.
Colston.
Colby. Colton.
Look, and this is actually an intangible name that is shocking. This is, but you know this guy. He turns 33 today. Bryson Tiller.
Who's that?
All right. Tay Diggs turns 55.
I know who that is.
Okay, he's good. Black never cracked. Look at that. Still looking good, 55. You also know this guy for sure. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, he's got to be 60-something, huh?
58. Yeah, I know. In the sports world.
What is the first movie you remember him from?
Me, personally, I would say.
You better say it.
So, that's not fair because I saw it in retrospect. But I would say.
Boys in the Hood.
Ricky!
Boys in the Hood.
Of course, Boys in the Hood. But I think I personally saw him first, I think in like a really serious movie where he was like a Navy SEAL or something like that.
No, is that? No, that's not it. I was thinking about Antoine Fisher.
Men of Honor. That's the movie. That was 2000. That's when I can start remembering.
But that's way after Boys in the Hood.
Isn't that crazy? And that was after Show Me the Money.
Right.
Yeah, it's way after. But hey, look, I was 7 years old. That's the peak of remembering movies. And that's the first
Boys
one.
Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fighting air. Blood on his shirt.
That's it.
Ricky.
Yep.
Yeah. No, classic. Absolute classic. It's a Christmas movie. Did you know that? It's not.
It's not a Christmas movie, dude.
Okay. In the sports world, Fernando Tatis Jr. turns 27 today.
Don't he seem like he's been around forever?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought he'd be older than 27.
It seemed like he'd been through $8 billion contracts.
Yeah, he's rich. Totally rich. Let's see if we got any more here. Oh, look, another intangible name, Cole. Well, I mean,
Cole
Caulfield. He's a hockey player, but I just was really commenting on his name. Yeah, no other names here that are worth mentioning. So happy birthday to all those celebrities, and happy birthday if you're a known person as well. You're important, too. Didn't mean to shoot you down there. Who cares? National Day today. Today is, Leroy, you're going to like today.
What?
Oh, you're going to like today.
Hamburgers.
Oh, even better.
Ribs.
Oh.
Ribs got to be in the summer.
All of that. And today is National Buffet Day.
You know what?
Yep.
Can I just say this?
Yep.
I buy a ticket to the buffet.
Yep.
And the ticket is not for the buffet.
What is it for?
To watch my boy eat. And win at the buffet.
Win to win at the buffet.
Win.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, also, we used to go, when we went to Vegas, right? Yeah. We get there on Wednesday.
Yep.
So Thursday, the buffet was $19, right? Yeah. And I'm still, even as I'm eating the buffet, trying to figure out, I'm like, there ain't no way I can eat $19 worth of food. They winning. And I look over at Tobin. He said, no, they not.
No. No, you can. Okay, that's like two steaks, a lobster tail.
Yeah, but if you can't eat all that, then how are they winning? How are you winning?
This is what you got to do, Leroy. Skip the salad.
I don't eat salad at a buffet, dude. All right, all
right.
In fact, I made fun of somebody getting the salad.
Hmm.
We was in line, and dude had one plate with salad, and he was getting food. And I looked over at him, and Toby's like, don't do it, don't do it. I said, hey, my man, who are you kidding? who are you kidding? You gonna get a salad at a buffet?
Sir, who are you lying to, sir?
Right. And then, so now he goes, no, I eat a salad with my meal. So now I'm tracking him.
Ah.
So I'm sitting there eating my food. I'm like, Tobes, he ain't touched that salad.
Oh, okay.
He ain't touched that salad.
You're shaming him into eating the salad now?
He going back for ribs. He ain't getting no, that salad just sat there.
Can't blame him. I mean, if it's there, sometimes I get it. I go on the cruise ship.
But no, let me tell you something. My boy, he winning at the buffet.
Why?
I can't, I get some eggs and maybe a waffle or something, that's it.
What?
So, I can't, even if I try, I can't.
That's horrible. I'm actually disappointed, Leroy. I'm actually disappointed.
What?
You feel like you can't beat the buffet?
I can't beat, because I just can't fill up like that.
You fought linebackers and defensive tackles that are 400 yards. You can't beat a Golden Corral. What are we doing here?
No, I can't. Like, I can only hold what I can hold.
Unacceptable.
You know, now, I am very picky in that I go and my spread is nice.
Yeah.
Right? I make sure I get all the, you know, and let me tell you something. Here's the cheaters at the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a nice dish of macaroni and cheese, that might be your cheapest item there. But you fill up a lot of folks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right. So I go meat.
Yeah, I gotta go meat.
I go meat. I go small on the sides, right? Because I don't want to fill up on sides. Because I could go a whole plate of number sides.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The sides are right.
Yeah.
I make sure I go meat, and I make sure I get all the ribs and the little rib tips and all that stuff right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta go meat and exotic. Yeah, meat to make sure that you get your money's worth. Exotic to make sure that you get something you normally wouldn't get. Like you said, like some rib tips. You know, that's not like an everyday thing. If they got like a carving station, I'm gonna go up. I'm gonna walk up.
Like they do the carving station for breakfast. They had like you can get the turkey or the ham.
They got the omelet station. You ever walk up to that?
Nah, I'm not too really, line too long.
By the time
I get in there, I need to eat. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't like when they do the eggs like the pancake. I like either scramble or over easy, but I don't like when they just flip it like a pancake and call it scramble.
Well, on the opposite side of National Buffet Day, it is also National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. Strange.
I am aware. No, thank you.
I am aware.
No, do we have to just acknowledge the personal trainer?
Hello. Let's hello,
be
sir.
Aware.
Yes, they
be
exist.
Aware.
By the way, those guys exist. Because, you know, it's new year, new me. So everyone's hitting the gym and stuff. They just want you to know, hey, there's professionals that can teach you how to do this.
Somebody, Luis said, a thin guy from New Orleans. How did he do that? I moved away from New Orleans.
That was it.
Hey, I mean, keep in mind.
Runs a lot.
I've been out of New Orleans since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
So that's 40 years when you start realizing that a piece of grilled chicken actually exists.
And Leroy, as hungry as he gets on the show and stuff like that, came here the other day in his pajamas. Pretty built. It is National Cream Puff Day, Leroy. How do you feel about that?
Nah, I'm not a cream puff guy.
Damn, doesn't sound like
I don't like cream, like the I don't like the
exploding feeling.
Not even like donuts.
Like the Boston cream.
Cream filled donut, Boston cream. No, I'm out. I'm trying to think if there's anything. No, there's really nothing. And cream puffs.
What about an eclair?
Nope.
All right.
You like eclairs?
I'm not crazy about them, but I will say that I bought 2 boxes of eclairs for my recent New Year's party. Didn't have one. I dropped them off at the New Year's party. I came around a little bit later. They were all gone.
I'm going to tell you. Hey.
Yeah.
Don't Bay Simpleton, you on to something. Blueberry glaze is, but usually they do it like the cake donut. Like, you know, that cake donut, blueberry cake.
Yep.
Let me explain to you. When I went up to Canada, I got something that I have never had since and I have been longing for. Now, you know, as a kid, when your mom would take you to get a donut, you would look back behind the counter and you'd see that one big ass donut. It's called the apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
It was giant.
Yeah.
Now, they're not so big now, but y'all know them big, giant donuts in the back. Ooh, whoa, yeah, it's big donuts.
It didn't even look like a donut.
I went up to Canada.
Yep.
Blueberry.
Ooh. Blueberry fritter?
Donut.
Ooh, blueberry fritter donut.
Oh, yeah. They had it at Tim Hortons.
Timmy Ho's.
That thing was delicious.
That looks delicious.
And you know, as a kid, you're just looking at the big donut. I want no plain donut. I want one of the big ones.
This one's as big as this lady's head.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Wow. All right, well, that was your day today. When we come back for the first time in 2026, we will attempt to tickle
you're tickling my fancy.
Yeah, I'm going to tickle your fancy first, and then afterwards. By the way, I found out the person who called was engineering because I had texted Toby. I was like, "Yo, did you call?" He said, "No."
What happened? What do we do?
I don't know. You know what it is? They're live from the Winter Classic. That's what it was, and they wanted me to check.
Oh, and they called to check.
Yeah, okay. They wanted me to check. But I feel bad. I texted Tobin. I bothered him on his day off. And now I'm trying to convince him to come on for Guess That Animal. So.
We go. I've been trying to call you, Marcos.
What am I supposed to do, man? But anyway.
We should have an intercompany hotline.
Yeah, we should. But I'll probably have to do that too. So don't mention it to anybody, please. When we come back, we'll tickle Leroy's fancy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.